Vectis Radio.
Welcome to Maggie Talks To, a series of in-depth conversations with people who live and work here on the Isle of Wight. I'm here today with Steph Burgess from Cafe Isola. Hello, Steph. How are you doing?
I'm good, Maggie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
I thought we'd ask you a question to start with is, were you born here on the island?
I am. I'm an islander. Yes. West Wighter.
All right. Whereabouts?
So, Totland. Yeah, I grew up in Totland. Yes.
And did you go to school locally?
I did. I went to Totland County Primary School, mm-hmm. back in the day when you had primary school, middle school and high school.
Right.
Very nice. Yeah.
And then you went to which high school?
Then I went to West Wight Middle School and then I went to Carisbrook High.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you like it there at Carisbrook High?
It was a culture shock coming from Totland and the West Wight village environment and then going straight to Newport. It was, I remember it being a very busy, very hectic, very, yeah, which was never the West Wight back in the 80s and 90s. It was all very... very village and very quiet. So yeah, it was a bit of a culture shock. Yeah, with the high school years.
So did you enjoy school?
All honesty, no. I did what I needed to do to get by. I was more of a work experience, get out there and do kind of person, rather than a let's sit down, look at a board and. Right person.
Yes, I can understand that. So did you have any idea of what it is you wanted to do when you left school?
So
at that age?
Yeah, so when I was at Carisbrook, we had a lovely careers teacher called Mrs. Quaggy, actually. Isn't it funny how you remember these names going back? And she would arrange for work experience across any sector pretty much that you wanted. So you'd go to the careers office in Carisbrook and I went to her and I said, I love travel. I want to do travel business. And she said, okay, let's contact a few travel agencies and got me into Bath Travel when they had a Bath Travel in Freshwater.
They did, yes.
It was brilliant. Absolutely loved that. Back in the day when you'd walk in and you get a holiday brochure and the holiday shop would smell like coconut and, you know, make you want to book a holiday and everything. And I've always been travelling since I was very young anyway. And I went there for a week and the Bath Travel manager asked me to stay another week. And then they asked me back at Christmas, could I go and help out? Then they said, could I do some Saturdays? And I was like, oh, this is fantastic, you know. And yeah, so it's kind of that travel thing that I wanted to always get into. Then, of course, you go down the road of... do I want to be an air hostess? Do you know? Do you want to be this? And, you know.
And did you want to be an air hostess?
And that was never my thing. No, I did, you know, yeah, the flights and the jetting off was very appealing. But no, it was more of the booking, the planning, the organising of trips that was always my thing.
You like organising things.
I do like being organised and planning. Yeah, I do. I still do now. Yeah.
So you've left school.
Yes.
You've done your work experience. You've done your Saturdays in a travel agent.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then I was coming up to 17. So at that point, during the 90s, so when I was about 13-ish, my parents had the Waterfront Bar and Restaurant in Totland.
Right.
And I think they had it for about 10 years. So from 13... you'd finish school, you'd do a bit of glass collecting, you know. So I was already in the realms of, actually, I quite like earning little bits of money, you know. So on top of earning money and then on top of doing the travel bit, I thought, you know what, sixth form and uni just wasn't my thing.
No.
I quite like the experience and everything like that. So I started at a company called West Island Printers.
Right, yes.
In Freshwater, where the Tesco is now, yep. in Freshwater. And I started there, I think they used to call it like a YTS scheme, mm-hmm. And filing, photocopying, you know. And within about 4 weeks, I was promoted to receptionist, and I used to love that. Answering the phones, organising meeting rooms, you know, and everything like that with the directors. There was about three or four directors at the time. Really good company. It was a brilliant company in the West Wight. That was when Freshwater was very much alive and there was businesses and everything, all going on, all types of shops and businesses. So I was there for quite a number of years, actually. And then I left West Island Printers and got into pharmacy. So I did a complete...
As you do.
Complete change. And it was actually my mum that saw an advert in a window in pharmacy in Freshwater and said they're looking for somebody to do till work. Again, the bit that appealed to me with the pharmacy was a bit of a twofold thing. One, I loved helping people. My dad's insulin diabetic, so, you know, you kind of learn, you know, all things like that, and you kind of go, oh, do you know what? I'd love to help people. You know, that sounds amazing. But also, you could do some studying as well. So I thought, actually, do you know what? I was never really, you know, that academic, uni kind of person at school. But actually, if you're in a sector that you really enjoy... studying is actually really enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, it's really rewarding. So I managed to do my sales medicine management, and then I went on to do my NVQs and become a dispenser. So I was not only just advising customers in the front, but I was also dispensing medication in the back. So I did that for about 8 years, I think, in total, from store to store. Different pharmacies across the island and worked my way up to management. Then I discovered management within that time.
Yeah.
First I think I went for the supervisor's role and then quickly went straight on to the management role. Thoroughly enjoyed it, enjoyed the twofold of it.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of developed and grew. And considering I'd gone from... the travel work experience into a printing company, that gave me the exposure to a big company.
Yeah.
Hence, then you go on to a bigger pharmacy company, which then can give you the studying, the experience, the levels that you can work towards. It was...
So yes, you found you learnt a lot more from doing rather than learning at a... university.
Precisely. Yeah, precisely.
It doesn't suit everybody, does it?
It doesn't, no. A lot of my friends stayed at sixth form, a lot of my friends went on to university.
It suited them.
And great, yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, in each individual to their own, I think,
absolutely.
you know what your strengths are, you know what your comfort zone is, and you also know actually what your what you can be achieving, you know, in life potential, and go out there and grab it. So, yeah.
And after being a pharmacist, assistant, manager,
a pharmacy manager, yeah. So the pharmacy world started to get too target orientated for me.
Right.
It got very, they were interested in how many targets you could hit, how many percentages you could do. And I was thinking, this is coming away from the helping, nurturing, advising
this
side.
This is ticking boxes, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went on to pharmacy at the hospital.
Right.
At St Mary's. And I did, I was there for about 2 years and absolutely loved it. I mean, that pharmacy world, you know, is definitely patient care. Loved making up the ambulance bags. Never done that in my life. Loved checking what the paramedics had to take out when they'd come back and they'd all be messy and estate and all used and I'd put everything all back and, you know, and get it all. Yeah, so that was very good. Yeah, I loved that. Did that for about 2 years. Within that time I'd had Dylan. So I'd met my husband and had Dylan. And then I thought, right, I've got a 1.5-year-old. The family business asked me to do a couple of days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, were my 2 days a week.
The family business being?
Cafe Isola and Isle of Wight Espresso, and Island Roasted Coffee. So that was back in 2014 was when I started the family business. And just 2 days a week, did some office admin because it fitted in with little one, as you do when you're a working mum.
Yep.
And nearly 12 years ago now.
Really?
Mm. Yes.
And you're still only 24.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what did the admin involve in Cafe Isola?
So with the family business, there's two sides. There's the wholesale side, which is taking customers' orders, customer care, invoices, account systems, booking in servicing for machine service, and any sales inquiries. So it's very office admin role, if you like, is that side of it. The cafe side is a hospitality side that we've got in Newport on the high street, and we've always been based in Newport, and very customer facing role, hospitality side. So I definitely started more on the wholesale office admin side, and that was lovely. You got to speak to customers, learn their businesses over the phone, you'd find out what they needed, what they want. The account side, never done accounts before. You know, I'm totally self-taught on accounts. But again, like I said earlier, if there's something that you just feel, actually, I could give this a really good go, I'm enjoying this, it's amazing how much you absorb and how much you learn and how much you're into it, you know. Yeah, it's... And then it just literally grew from there.
So it's learning by doing again, isn't
it? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And finding that niche and that sector that is a bit daunting. You never want to pick up that first call when it's ringing, you know, because you're never going to know all the answers.
No.
You know, who's going to be on the other end of the phone, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, as soon as you send that email with the invoice on, I hope I've done that right. You know, I hope everything's right. And that's all normal. That's with everything.
Yeah, but if it isn't right, someone will come back and say, do you think you might have made a mistake?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not the end of the world. We're all human. Yeah, absolutely. And you only ever do things, you know, I like to think you only ever do things with the best intentions, you know, so you try your best. And you make mistakes and you grow and you learn.
Everyone makes
it's
mistakes.
It's brilliant, you know, and you go, actually, there's a better way of doing it. Maybe if we did it like this, maybe if we had it automated and the account system did this, for instance, you know. So I did that for 2 days a week with little one.
So did Dylan help?
Yes, as much as a 2 and 3 year old can help in the office. And then obviously we bought Cafe Isla in St James Street. So that was, so I was based, so we used to have the office in Ventnor. So that was from 2014 to 2017, because then we opened the doors of Cafe Isla in Newport, December 2017. And the room that we're actually in now, upstairs, one of the meeting rooms, was our office.
Right.
So we moved the office to here and made the day-to-day processes and everything a lot more streamlined, a lot more interacting with the staff, and really brought the two sides of the business together in as much as everything could be, you know, run from one place effectively.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the majority of the staff and the team are based at Cafe Isla, so you know, and that in itself is a full-time job.
You had a second child?
I did, in 2016.
Yes.
So, 2016 we had Harrison. So luckily, again, with my office admin role, I was able to work a bit from home.
He didn't help then?
He didn't, no. No, I had two of them. And then lockdown.
Yes.
That was interesting. But that was 2020, wasn't it? So that was it was a few years later. But yes, no, it's and I think it's there's always something that you can make fit, you know, in life. It's we all speak now about finding that balance, and believe me, I'm still looking. If anyone knows where that balance is and how you find it, that would be fantastic. But I think no matter what's kind of thrown at you, you accommodate. You can be flexible. You can, you know, you can make things work, you know, be it a marriage or children or moving house or whatever, you know. Don't stop, I would say, don't stop being that career person if that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah. And if you don't, then don't.
Then don't, absolutely. Yeah.
But some people are career mothers, if you like.
Mm, absolutely.
And they love doing that and being a housewife, and that's their life. They're really happy.
Yeah.
That wouldn't suit you though, would it? Not for long.
Do you know what? Now the children are growing up, because now they're 13 and 9, yes, the career side of it is definitely coming back, because you can be that other hat, if you could be that other person, get you back a bit, which is always great.
That's lovely. We're just going to take a break for some adverts and then we'll be back.
Vectis Radio.
We've had all those adverts, and we're back now with Steph.
Hi, Maggie.
Hiya. So you said you were going to tell me something that you'd forgotten.
Yes, I did. So when I finished school, and I'd had that taster of earning some money, earning a little bit of money, and getting into a set that I really liked. I think the island for a 16, 17, 18 year old was very, bearing in mind I was doing driving lessons, so I couldn't actually have the freedom of a car and everything yet. The appeal to me back then, I remember, was I'm going to leave the island, I'm going to go to London, and I'm going to own a Mercedes. That was my thing.
Okay.
And it was, I suppose, a bit like everybody in a way when you're going through those years, either, you know, now people have gap years or they go off and they travel or they do my husband did ski schooling and stuff and went and taught people to ski for a year, you know, and things like that. That was never my thing. It was always I need to be in the big city. I need to get off of our island and I need to seek that ambitious,
and I need to have this Mercedes.
Yeah, for some reason I remember.
Why Mercedes specifically?
But black one, Maggie, as well.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Yeah, it just meant, I don't know. Maybe it meant, I don't know, rich and status or something. I have no idea. Can't think. But in a mind of 16, 17, 18 year old, I thought that was my big checkered flag, if you like. That was my big goal and my aspiration. I never did get it. And I never did go to London. No. And I never still. No, never owned a Mercedes. No.
So you haven't got a Mercedes now then?
No.
I always wanted to own a Rolls Royce, but...
Did you?
Never.
But it's always good to have those,
It'll never happen.
Have those forward planning thoughts, yeah.
So you've been doing admin.
Yes.
You've got two little boys.
Yes. Yeah, and then I...
Then what did you do?
Yeah, so then obviously as the children were getting older, I mean, I must admit, I don't think I stayed working 2 days a week for very long, to be honest. I think I went... As you do with a family business, it's all hands on deck, and you find your niche within the family and your skill set. Bearing in mind, I'm 30 at this point, between 30 and 34. That I thought, you know, I've got a wealth of experience. I've got people skills. I've got, you know, HR. You know, I can bring a lot in terms of that side of the family business that perhaps other members couldn't.
Yeah, so what you're basically saying is that all your skills are transferable.
Absolutely, yeah. From a travel, you know, sector to a printing firm to a pharmacy to a, office, cafe.
They're all transferable.
Absolutely, yeah. All transferable. And being a people person and like being part of a team, like working with a small group, or, you know, can you be able to, you know, hold a meeting with X amount of people, just comes with practice and that pushing yourself out of that comfort zone, edge by edge, little by little.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how rewarding and how your confidence builds. So believe it or not, I used to be rubbish at delegating. I used to be like, don't worry, I can do everything myself. It's okay. And I quickly learnt that in pharmacy very quickly, that actually that's not what your team want, that's not what you need, that's not what your customers need.
And you can't do it all yourself.
And you can't do it, absolutely. No. You can't do it. But it was always, I remember that was one of my, I don't like to say weaknesses, because it's not about weaknesses and strengths and everything like that. It's about who you are.
Yes, but knowing that is a strength, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I think it was that thing that made me want to overcome it, made me think, okay, so I've got to be comfortable and strong in myself, that I would never ask somebody to do something that I wouldn't be prepared to do myself.
Yeah.
And also the team around you need that from you.
Yes.
That's the reason you're in that management supervisor's role.
Yes.
Because, you know, they need a leader that's good at what they do to make them successful and help them achieve.
Absolutely.
And I love that. That gives you such self-satisfaction and rewarding in itself when you have a team, that come together like that.
And right. You can delegate now.
And I can delegate now. I'm really good at it now. I'm very good at it now. Yeah, yeah. It's, yes, I'd say one of my strengths.
So how long have you been working here at Cafe Isola?
So based in this one since this building since 2017,
right?
And then we all had to survive the horrors of lockdown, so a lot of that all went home based and all on Teams and, you know, and looking, networking in and everything. And that's
it's
just...
It's a bit difficult serving coffee through Teams,
that
though,
never worked. No, it never worked. Luckily, the business managed to go all online a lot more and become a lot more diverse and dynamic, which was fantastic. But no...
So how did you do that?
Web sales, social media, engaging with online customers, supporting local businesses that needed that. So
you could order something online and you'd post it out?
And we'd post it out, or we'd do the deliveries, and we would, obviously leave it in a safe place for somebody to then get, you know, and collect and everything. So, we had to, quickly diversify the business in that respect.
Otherwise it just all collapsed, wouldn't it?
It just all would grind to a halt.
Yeah.
And, you know, and many businesses, you know, sadly didn't get back up and going again. Or you have to, as a family business, you have to go, right, how are we going to make this work? We don't know how long it's going to be for. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a number of retail suppliers, for instance, here at Cafe Isla, that we have upstairs, cards, woodwork, glass, you know, loads of, and they're fantastic, you know, local craftsmanship. But these people don't have shops, you know, and some do have online businesses, some don't, you know. So again, it was putting their items on our website.
Yeah.
So actually, when you're in the comfort of your own home, you can order your coffee and your tea, and you can actually order a retail supplier, you know, a local gift, which was, you know, to get sent somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it was all very...
So you could still get your coffee, which you ground yourself.
Yes, we do.
Well, not you personally.
No. We have a team. Yeah. Roast ourselves.
And your tea and your stuff. So you could post all that out.
Yes. Yeah. And that actually, that's that. I mean, the subscription service then boomed. And it you opened a lot more other pathways, I think, that maybe perhaps would never have been there.
No.
Who knows? You know, because whilst we all love coming out and having a coffee and a cake and a chat and a meet-up and meeting up people, which is so good for everybody's mental health and everything, which is fantastic. Actually, you know, with your work and getting out Monday to Friday isn't your thing, you can actually have it delivered.
Yeah.
So it's,
So did you have... perishables like cakes and stuff sent out? Or
so we were able to offer tray bakes, so we offered, which was lovely, and they were very popular. Yes, I think people were people were wanting to treat themselves.
Absolutely.
As well, and support local. I think that's the island did go full swing into. I know lots of people did. Lots of people wanted to get behind Brittlesford, Grace's, you know, lots of local suppliers that, you know, relied on. You know.
Well, they became a great list, didn't
they? They did, yeah, absolutely.
Of who would supply and who would deliver.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So you wouldn't have to be without.
No. And it brought to the forefront, you know, a lot of these businesses that, you know, you might not, if you don't go to Sandown or Shanklin very well, or you don't pop into Newport, you might not have ever heard of, absolutely. And all of a sudden, you know, you've got Farmhouse Fair delivering fresh fruit and veg, you've got Grace's that are delivering a whole host of items, and... Yeah, and obviously ourselves and Brittlesford with the farm, with the milk, you know, farming on the island, we need to absolutely get behind and support.
Of course,
that's
good.
Yes, that's
nice. We were talking about transferable skills.
Yes,
and did you bring those into the distributing stuff online and all that?
Yeah, so I suppose IT and tech isn't a strong part of my background skills, but... in as much as the networking and the people and the chatting and the good conversations, that is an absolute must, you know, regardless of whatever you want to do, be it. And a lot of people feel comfortable answering a phone, speaking online, doing Teams, you know, hundreds of people I know do that on a daily basis. And those skills, once that's acclimatised and you feel comfortable with that, actually being in a room of people and networking and having a chat or having a team of people, maybe just interviewing somebody, you find it all comes very easily.
Yes.
You know, it all comes, you know, it doesn't matter what sector you're in, doesn't matter who you're speaking to, be it a customer, a team member, you know, a director of a company, it doesn't matter. we're all people. You can all, you know, you have those good conversations, and it's amazing what comes out of it. It's
So would you recommend to people to, when they've got their skills, I mean, say they've worked in a pub or they've worked here and they've worked there, would you think that's a way to go with them to transfer their skills?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think don't be shy of, like we said earlier, your weaknesses. I don't like using that word weaknesses. It's almost like it's it needs to be referred to as... it's a work in progress.
It's a learning process.
It is. Yeah. It's a learning work in progress, you know. And I think no matter what sector you're in, like I've, you know, explained, I've come from, you know, travel to printers to pharmacy to admin to, you know, I didn't know anything about accounts. And now I do. And now I'll be really confident, you know, at learning, you know, another new skill set to add to the ones that I've already got.
Yeah, but you don't forget, do you?
No, you don't. No, you don't. And you don't forget the hard work and the not so great stuff, because it goes in as much as you the rewards that you get out when it's positive.
Yeah.
You know, when you see, you know, when you see the succession and the rewards and the happiness that kind of gets created from the business side, from the customer side, from the team side, it's a lovely feeling.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
It's nice, yeah.
So would you advise people, young people, just leaving school, would you say to them, if you don't want to go to university, then don't?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might be pressured into it by your parents or something.
Mm, but, maybe.
But you could say, can I just have a year off and...
And find yourself.
Find yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But if that's what you want to do...
Mm.
Go for it, by all means. So would you apply?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think throughout high school you get that feeling that if you know it's for you and you're that academic side or you're that sporty side at school, whatever, carry on. Do it in sixth form. Do it in university. Go for it if that's your thing. If you want to narrow your and focus and streamline your experience and you there's something out there that you just want to go and embrace and give a go, that is the best time to do it, you know, because school is a long time, you know, it's 11 years.
Yeah.
You know, plus now obviously everyone stays until they're 18. Back when I was at school, you could leave at 16. So obviously now it's an extra 2 years. And I think... don't necessarily believe that having pieces of paper with qualifications and letters and numbers and plus marks and everything on it defines who you are.
No.
Because it absolutely doesn't. You know, you're the person you are because of a whole array of things, the character, the personality, and the get up and go that you have in your life.
Yeah.
You know, and whilst you can take advice and direction from loads of people around you, if you go, do you know what, that really interests me,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah,
that's the time to do it.
So did you get the support from your parents?
Yes, I did. I think I was very lucky in as much as my parents both didn't go to university, so they were very leave school, get a job, work.
Yeah.
I think back in my dad's day, I think he was 14 and started building sheds. You know, that's what you did back then. And he went on to own a really successful furniture company, you know. So I think that also is a nice draw on. And I hope I have that, my husband and I have that for our children, that actually if you work hard, look at what you can get. Look at how life will throw at you, you know, and the doors that'll open, I think.
But also not to expect stuff on a plate
for
you.
Absolutely not.
No.
No, it does not work like that. No, the life doesn't work like that. No, in any sector, in anything, you know. I think it's, you know, it's very much as how much time and effort and work you put into anything is the reward you'll get out.
Yes.
You know, you can draw it down to driving lessons. If you're not really fast, you don't really want to own your car, it's not going to come to you.
No.
You know, you're not going to bother.
No.
But actually, if there's something that you want to put time, effort and work into because it's your passion or it's
because
your...
Because you want a Mercedes.
You want a black Mercedes, even though I still don't own one. One day I might get one. I'll let you know, Maggie.
Right, we're going to take another break now for the adverts and we'll be back in a minute.
Vectis Radio.
we're back here with Steph again. It's lovely to be speaking with you.
It's hearing, so lovely to be with you both today.
So what's next for you, do you think?
So we've just finished a new build, which was very exciting. So we've built
for yourself?
Built a house in the garden, yeah, my husband and I, which was very stressful for a year. But
did you do it all yourself or did you get someone in to do it?
No, we've got an amazing builder who's now turned into a lifelong friend. Do it for us. It was a journey for sure. But yes, we moved in just before, a few weeks back, actually, not that. And I think that on side of parenting, having the business and doing a new build, I'm glad things are going to reset, if you like, for 2026. And I think the main, as I explained earlier, with the children growing up, I think now it's time to find a little bit me back again.
Right.
So June last year, I launched my own travel business.
Right.
So I am ABTA and adult protected. I've done all my training, which is all really exciting.
It's something else to learn then.
Yes, and it leads me back when I was 15, 16, doing that travel work experience. Yeah. It's funny how things come round.
Has it changed much?
Really? I mean, it's a shame they're not on the high street as much anymore. Yes, we do still have them on the high street, but a lot of it is all very online, internet-based now. But you do get a lot of people that, I just want to go on holiday. I don't want to search. I don't want to put a package together. I don't want to look. Whereas, to be honest, Maggie, that's my hobby. Yeah. I love doing that. That's, you know, it would be my escape. I would sit there and quite happily plan holidays that my husband and I and the children were never going to go on. But I'd love to sit there and just put everything all together and see how much it would be or see what dates we could organise or, you know, sometimes they would. Sometimes.
So do you actually have holidays yourself?
Hopefully now the new build's done. Yes, that's my plan for 2026. Yes, there's
a lot. Where do you want to go? Where are you going to ask yourself to look?
So, would you believe it? My first one is a UK one. I want to drive up to Wales again. We did it a few years back, and I'd like a log cabin somewhere in the Welsh forest somewhere with no signal, no internet, and just out.
Cut off.
Yes. Children, bikes, dog,
you're going to cut the children off?
No, they can come as long as they ride their bikes. And just go and reset, and get that balance that I think everybody sometimes struggles to find. And just try and start 2026 off. That's my first one. So as much as I have this system that I can book flights and everything, and you know, off I can go, I think my first one is to load up the car and go to Wales and go and sign off.
Yeah. So if you've got young people who are looking to what they might want to do in the future,
yes,
do you think that travel might be an idea for them to go off to, say, Wales or Thailand or wherever for a few months on their own or with friends?
Yeah, absolutely. I think
to experience different cultures?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think on a number of levels, I think the island is beautiful. It's safe, touch wood, it's lovely. It's changed over the years, but on the whole, we are very lucky to live where we live. However, there is a bigger world out there.
There is,
you know, and I think, be it the UK, like you said, you know, even that stretch of water, once you get in that car and you're on that ferry and you reach the other side, you're on your way, you're going off to,
wherever,
and how exciting that is. And I think it gives you, it really opens your eyes, you know, and I think we all sit there and we say, oh, you know, we watch this on TV or, oh, I watched that and, oh, that looks lovely, you know, when they're all down in Australia or whatever. But actually, it's reachable. You can do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, if you plan and it's your thing.
So if you wanted to begin a study, if you like, of different cultures, you can do that on the island, could you not? Because there's various restaurants that are from, I don't know, there's one just down the road there now, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Casino, is it?
Uh,
Filipino restaurant.
Yeah, that's just new.
There's Thai, there's Chinese, there's Indian.
Yep.
So you could experience all those cultures in the beginning, couldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Which wouldn't cost you a lot.
No.
And you could take your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like you said, we've got them on the island. You can catch a ferry, you can go to Brighton.
Yes.
You can go to Southampton and Portsmouth, down to Bournemouth.
Yes.
You know, you can get on a train for an hour and a half from Southampton and be in London. Yeah. You know, we're very lucky in that respect. And then you come back. Then you come home, then you got this.
And you get on the ferry and you're coming home, you think,
oh. Okay, yes, that's right. Yeah. But it's definitely something that has always been my passion, that actually there is a big world out there. There's lots to see and do.
So how do you cope with running Cafe Isola, running your travel agency, so running your kids and your husband? How do you cope with it all?
I thrive on 110 miles an hour, I think.
Right.
I think that's my thing. I think because I enjoy being busy. I enjoy having things to do. I get satisfaction and pleasure out of being all these different people.
Right.
And whilst I often reflect back, I think it's really good too. I think it's good to reflect back and remember what it was like before you became a mum or before you became a wife, and it was just you and your thoughts and your dreams, if you like, and ambitions. There's still parts of you that are still always there.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, I can still be Steph, you know, when I...
Yeah, but you're never just a wife or just a mother.
Exactly, yeah. And it's nice to have... And I think if you're a very busy person and you like to be busy, active and have things to do, it's nice to have those array of different hats, if you like, to put on. Like I said, I think now the children are growing up, the more professional business side of me is coming out more.
Right.
Which has
always
been there.
Because they're a little bit more independent, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And they want to do clubs for, you know, after school and I'm still very much the hands-on mum. You know, I do like doing the school runs. I do pick them up. I do go and watch them play football. You know, that is my role, if you like. And I wouldn't change that for the world. And my husband and I were very lucky, in as much as we do a lot of that 50-50. Remember when I grew up, my dad would work on the mainland, he'd be gone at 5 o'clock in the morning. I never did school runs, you know, it was all up to my mum, and I'd, you know, see him late at night when he came in from his furniture business.
Yeah.
So the generation is very different, very together and.
Yes, but that generation before, and even the one before that, it was like you went into a job and you were there for life.
Yes, yeah.
You didn't change and chop and change.
No,
you,
that's very true.
You were
true.
There.
Yeah.
But there was something to be said for that. There's also something to be said for all the other experiences you can
experiences.
Have.
Experiences, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I think whilst that suits many people, I think, the comfort, if you like, and the reassurance of being somewhere with stability is, you know, who doesn't like that? That's very comforting, you know, to know that you've got always a job to go to and money coming in, you know, effectively that. But I think also there's a very fun side to life you need to remember.
Yeah.
You know, and
remember who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. It comes back to your choices and your decisions and what you find important and what you want. Yeah, for sure.
So now you've got all this, what do you think might happen next? Or haven't you thought that far ahead?
Well, you often do as you know, now you're married and you've got older children. I think you know, the business is going really well. It's lovely to still be part of a family business, you know. I love the fact that I've got this travel side of me now as well that I do most evenings and weekends. Tampered with the idea of maybe looking at New Zealand. I'd love to go to New Zealand for a bit. Again, it goes back to the draw on your experiences, draw on what you've done and start putting them into... making them happen, you know, time goes very quickly, you know, and there's only ever going to be you that can decide what you do with your time.
You've also got some limitations with money because you may not have much. And if you haven't got much money, then maybe just going round the island to different cultures.
Yeah.
If that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, you might absolutely. Do. Yeah, absolutely. And the UK's got loads to offer. You don't have to gallivant, you know, everywhere and border flight to Singapore or New Zealand. I'm sure it's, you know, whilst like you said, it is expensive to do things, you know.
But when you're only young, now you're 17, 18, you've got virtually nothing, have you?
Absolutely. So, no, I never had that things, when I was there.
You've got to do things with a very low budget, haven't
you? Yes, yeah. But I think it's the mentality of, if that is something you want, how do you achieve it?
Yes.
You know, I think that, be it anything in life, be it a career progression, be it that black Mercedes car I wanted, be it a travel, whatever, you know, I think I was brought up very much, and hopefully I'm passing this on to the children, whatever you see is achievable, but plan your way there.
Yes.
How are you going to get there? You know, and it doesn't, like you said.
And you have to do it.
And yeah, absolutely. And
no
it doesn't have to
do
cost
it,
you an
you.
Arm and a leg for sure, but yeah. you need to have that mentality and that want to do it, to get what you want in your life.
Is there anything else you can think of that you might want to advise people, whether they're teenagers in their 20s, in their 30s? I mean, you can still change your job at 40s and 50s.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anything you'd like to tell them?
I think it's really, do you know, the first thing I would say is, whilst it was really lovely that my careers teacher at Carisbrook High School said, no problem, let's get you into the travel thing. I know it doesn't work like that, in as much as I did a work experience. Oh my gosh, this is amazing, you know, etc. But actually, that doesn't matter. You know, if you've got those hurdles or you think, actually, that's not really what I want to do anymore, that's okay. You know, figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to. There is no set law. By the time you're 16, 17, you must know that you want to be, you know, a doctor or a receptionist, or you want to go into whatever career.
Well, there are some who know precisely what they want to do. And there's loads that don't.
Exactly. And that's completely okay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And that's what I think makes life really exciting.
Yeah.
And that you can actually go, why did I go into travel? Because I like the travel. Why did I go into West Island Printers? Oh, because I wanted to work for a big company. I like the structure. I like different sectors, you know, an artwork department, a printing department. You know, it was all very, wow, this is all very... very new to school, completely different. Why did I want to go into pharmacy? Because I loved helping people. You know, that's got nothing to do with travel, you know. But actually, all of everything that I'd learned from the printing and pharmacy has got nothing to do with it. But it all rolls into each career, path that you choose, you know. And it surprises you. Yeah, because you don't realise it's happening.
And as we said, all your skills are transferable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can learn loads more.
Love learning loads more.
Yeah. Lots of people learn more after they've left school than they do at school.
Completely, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Others don't.
No. Yeah.
And we don't all fit in one box, do we?
Exactly. And you know, school with the subjects, and, you know, it's a whole vast... you know, amount of information on a daily basis that's getting put in front of you, you know, and that's okay. That's great because
some of it is of no interest.
People
whatsoever will absorb,
certain parts of it. Am I going to absorb, you know, what I was taught in history? Unfortunately, no, it's just not my thing. But you know, I'm glad it's there, like I educate the children on and say, but you need a foundation.
Yes.
You need a foundation to start somewhere because no matter where you go in life, and whatever journey you go on, career-wise, you know, people skill-wise, whatever, you must make sure your foundation is your concrete base.
Yeah.
Because then you can build on it.
And you're doing what you enjoy.
To whatever
you want
to do. If
you don't enjoy it.
Exactly.
You're not going to be your best,
are you? It's not going to be the best. It's not going to be who you are.
No.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you, Steph. It's been really, really interesting.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed it.
Good.
Thank you.
If you would like to hear this or any other of the conversations again, go to the Vectis Radio webpage, vectisradio.com, and you can find it amongst the podcasts.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.